sisters in Christ and Jesus. I greet you from the lovely nation of Canada, where we are carrying on with what God has for us to do at this moment in time. And we greet you in Jesus' name and with the Word, because the Word is truth. You know, there is no other truth in the world than the Word of God. I was talking with a dear sister recently about this, and there's a lot of facts in the world. You know, like a fact may be your home address, you know, where you live is a fact, but facts can change. And we've seen that. We've seen that in life, that facts change. But the truth remains consistent. The truth never changes. And the Word of God is the only truth in the world right now. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So that which was eternal came into this natural realm, this natural paradigm, and we live and move and have our being in that Word, in the Word of God. So that Word gives us light. That Word gives life to our bodies. That Word, when it's spoken, and here's a key, God works through sound. God works through, in the beginning, you know, God, he spoke. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So God works through sound. And in the sounds that are spoken, that's where creation happens. That's where things are made known. That's where power is released. So when you speak the Word of God in connection with His Spirit, as led by Him, things change. Things change. That's why for us, you know, we've done things the way that we've done them has been because, you know, we've trusted God. And we've gone forward and we've created along the lines of what He spoke to us. And then as we speak, we know that that goes out, changes things, makes a difference. So, hey, Daniel, book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, and there stood another two, and one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, which he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time and times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Amen. Amen. Now, You know, what's amazing to me sometimes with the Word of God is that this came into our paradigm, into the natural realm that you and I live in. And yet, in the natural realm that you and I live in, God has spoken and even foreshadowed and even told that which would happen and that which would take place in time. And, you know, for us, it's both an encouragement and it's also an admonition. It's an encouragement to know, hey, God is in control. You know, with all that goes on in the world, you need to know that God is in control and that for His people, they walk in step with His purposes, His plan, His reason for their existence in this time. You know, the wicked shall do wickedly, verse 10, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You know, the wicked right now, they're doing wickedly, and they don't understand. I mean, even when Jesus was on the cross, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, you know, the wicked will continue to do wickedly, being driven by very base desires, by very carnal inclinations, by a slavery that they've been indoctrinated into a demonic sphere where they are controlled by demonic powers, controlled by the enemy, controlled by their lusts, controlled by demonic forces that use them and throw them away when they're done with them. And, you know, all their money and their power, you know, they go old and senile and everybody fights over that and devours them into the grave. They're forgotten, you know, before they're even in the ground. And, you know, God, He already knows that. You know, He knows that they're going to do what they're going to do. But you always have to remember that He's in control. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, is in control. He knows that which goes on in the earth. He knows that which takes place. And He also knows the times and the seasons that we're now living in. And this is the time to which you have been called. This is the time to which you have been blessed to be in the earth. You know, I know a lot of people sometimes stress about the time they're living in. My goodness, this is an incredible time to be alive. Because this is a time like no other. I mean, you will see the power of God manifest on behalf of His people. You will see encounters like nobody throughout history has seen. You know, this is an incredible time. And in the time that we live in right now, you've got to know that God has plan and purpose for you. God has plan and purpose for your life, for your existence, for your reason for being in this earth, in this realm, right now at such a time as this. You know, even when God was talking about these times to Daniel, I said in verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the end of time. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, my gosh, does that not sound like the times that we live in right now? People running to and fro. You know, there is no time in history like now where people travel to and fro all over the world. You know, many people running to and fro all over their cities, their countries, the scope of people's travel. You know, you can be anywhere in the world, 2 to 3 days. 2 to 3 days, you can be anywhere in the world. And as far as a season of knowledge increasing, this, as far as the availability of information, this is a time like no other. And people's knowledge and the accessibility of knowledge is past anything throughout history. Because not just the availability, but the speed at which it moves, the accessibility of information. I mean, you know, right now, you want to know, if you want to know just about anything, you can find it through the digital medium. You can get information. Now, knowledge will increase, but wisdom and understanding, those are gifts of God. And though knowledge may increase, the understanding heart and wisdom that comes from Him, the understanding heart of knowing what to do and knowing what the application is, that is still a key that rests in God's hands. And though people may have all kinds of knowledge, we live in a world right now that does not know what to do. Because that is the direction that comes from the Father. That is the direction that comes from Him. And you can only get that on your face before Him. You can only receive that as He's the one that speaks that into your life, as He's the one that shows you this is the way that you should go, walk ye in it. So when people look for direction by, and see, this is where knowledge can become intoxicating. People feel that, oh wow, we've got all this knowledge and all this interconnection and all of these resources that come to bear because of this linking of all of this stuff. But the truth of the matter is, unless you are linked to the Father through the blood of Jesus, through what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you, unless you have gone through the gate, He is the gate by which any man shall enter in, they shall be saved. Unless you have gone through that gate and connected up with the Father through Him. Because all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding come from Him. And unless you have that, you don't know what to do. You may know a lot of information, but you don't know, and you don't know what to do. You don't have an understanding heart. See, the thing is right now, in the world that we live in right now, there's people that have incredible resources, but they don't know what to do. They're trying to figure out where do they put their money. They're trying to figure out where do they go that might be safe in the world. They're trying to figure out all of these things, but they don't have an understanding heart, because God is the one that reveals this is where you should go, this is where you should be, this is what you should do. And at such a time as this, this is the way that you should engage in the life that you now live in. You know, book of Proverbs, let's see here. Chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." All right, so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So that's the starting point for the true application. You need that. The fear of the Lord starts there. When you have the fear of the Lord in your heart, and you know who He is and who you are, then you can move forward. You know, the problem right now that we have in the world is we've got a lot of people of position in the world that think that they're more than they are. And because they think that they're more than they are, they exalt themselves, even as Lucifer did. Even as Lucifer did in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, as he tried to lift himself up to be something more than what he was. And when Lucifer tried to do that, he got knocked down all the way to the earth. And as these people try to do that too, they will be put in their position, in their proper place. Never forget what happened to people like Nebuchadnezzar. Never forget what happened to people like Pharaoh. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar was standing on the rooftop of his house looking out, because he had pretty much conquered the known world at the time, looking out at his, you know, incredible gardens that he had built and all these monuments unto himself, and he was standing there looking out, and he just said, "Look at all this stuff that I've done, and I've done this." And as he was starting to say it all about himself and praising himself, even as God had given him a dream and warned him, and even as Daniel had interpreted the dream 1 year before, and still it didn't register. And then while the words were still on his lips, and just as they were leaving his tongue, the angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, "All right, you think you're hot stuff. Well, you know, now the kingdom's going to be taken from you, and all these things are going to happen." And he lost his mind. He went around like a cow and eating grass, growing his fingernails out. I mean, he lost his mind. And then God, in his mercy, subsequently, when Nebuchadnezzar came to a place of understanding and repentance even, he turned and he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and God mercifully regranted his sanity and allowed him to declare the wonders of God, and allowed him to declare the mercy of God, and allowed him to speak the truth. Nebuchadnezzar did that. Pharaoh did not. You know, Pharaoh went the hard way. He just went down further and further and further as he pushed and he thought he was something more than what he was. When God said, "Let my people go," and Pharaoh didn't listen. And when Pharaoh didn't listen, the consequence to him was, his nation was destroyed. And, he lost his firstborn son, along with all of those that were in Egypt. Everybody that followed him into his own destruction. They all lost. That's the thing, too. With wicked leaders, everybody under their authority loses. This is why you need to make sure that your life is aligned with the King of Kings. Because God will cover your house. God will cover you. God will protect you. God will lead you. God will guide you. He will watch over you. But just like the children of Israel that listened to the sound of the voice of God and listened to the instruction of the Lord in the day that they lived in, put the blood of the lamb over the post, and the angel of death passed over. They followed the word and the instruction of the Lord. And likewise, and because they did that, they saw his mercy and his hand of protection upon their lives. Likewise, you need to follow the instruction and the word of the Lord in the time that you live in right now, because that is where his protection is. That is where his direction is. That is where his provision is. That is where his guidance is. So this is not a time to do your own thing. This is not a time to live by your own reasoning. This is not a time to, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. This is not a time for that. This is a time to bow your knee before the King of Kings and to ask him to lead and guide and direct your life and the times and the purposes and the things that you will engage in. God is quickening you to make that your focus, to make that your desire, to make that the way that you relate to the time that you are in this world and in this paradigm. See, you need that truth. You need that that solidification of how you live your life while you're here. It can't be in constant wondering. There's got to be just certain things that within you are solid, that they're there. You know, okay, this is how God works with me. This is the way that God takes care of me. This is how he speaks his truth into my life. So the word is there. Read the word. When you read the word, God is going to speak to you out of that word. And your relationship and your connection with the Father, it can't be contingent on other people. We do this here as a service, but it's just to encourage you, it's just to strengthen you, it's just to nudge you in the right direction, even as we're travelers on the same journey and the same path. God's given us a platform to do this, so we do it. But likewise, you do what God's given you for you to do and listen to the sound of his voice as he speaks to you. That word will give life. That word will speak truth, and you will know what to do even as those around you do not. Those around you will not know what to do in the days to come. But you will. You will have a clear word from him. You will have a clear direction from him. You will know what to do. You will know what to say. You will know where to go. You will know how to live your life. You will know the purposes and the plans that God has for you. You will know what he intends for you to do. You will know how his provision will work in your life. You will know and understand how to speak under the authority of the Spirit of God and in the name of Jesus. And you will know how to destroy the works of darkness in the places where God has given you that instruction and that mandate. You can affect what goes on anywhere in the world. You got to know that. You can pray. Even earlier today, I was praying for something going on the other side of the world. And the Spirit of God was in that. And it was changing what was happening in the realm of spirit and the other side of the world. Why? Because God is not bound by locality. God is not bound or limited by people's physical locations. God is not limited by anything. And because you walk with him and because you live in him, and him you live and move and have your being, because of that you are not bound by anything. You are not bound by any situation. You're not bound by anything that's gone on in your past. You're not bound by any physical, mental, financial, whatever kind of limit that you think that you may have. All of that is removed when you walk with Christ. All of it. Rather, you walk in truth. Rather, you walk in peace. You walk in his name, and you do that which he has for you to do. And now is the time. Look, if you're stuck with certain patterns that you just are tired of, you know, stop. Take a time out. Take a step back and let the Lord show you the things in life that don't need to be there anymore. Get rid of that which is stupid and dumb. Get rid of that which doesn't need to be there, that's cluttering your life. You just shake off the dust off of your feet from that which is antagonizing you, and you can drop so many of those things. You don't have to be martyred for that which God has not called you to do. You know, there's a lot of people that may be around you that just seek to drain the life off of you. You don't have to give that. You know, we are poured out as the Spirit of God would have us to be poured out. We're not drained off. Okay? You are not called to be drained. You are called to be poured out. You're poured out and God fills you, and you're poured out again and God fills you. But you are not to be treated like a battery and to be put in a place where people can just suck the life out of you. No, that's not God's call for you. That's not the way you are to live your life. You are to live your life in the power and the presence of the Lord. You are to live your life with His Spirit flowing through you. You are to live your life in peace. And no matter that peace that passes all understanding, that's what goes on within. So within, you can have stillness even while the world is turbulent and swirling all around you. Inside, you can have peace and you can walk in that peace. So know that we're living in an incredible time, but also in the time that we're living in, God gives wisdom, knowledge, instruction, and shows you the way to go. This is the way to walk. Walk ye in it. He will show you that. And, you know, I remember a friend one time was talking to me, and he said any man can tell you how many seeds are inside of an orange, but only God can tell you how many oranges are inside of a seed. And you know, God knows, you know, what is within you. God knows what He has called you to do. God knows that which He has put inside of your life. And as you walk with Him, as you're connected to Him, as your spirit is aligned with Him, as the Word of God takes root in your life and grows and fills your entire being, as that takes place in you, God knows what your life can and will be. So be encouraged in that. You live in an incredible time. Be about your Father's business and be blessed. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Search for Faith Mix, one word. You will find us there. And hey, we appreciate you out there. And we will be bouncing all over the world. And as we're doing it, you know, hey, if we get a chance to meet you guys, perfect. But just know that we're praying for you. And we love you guys. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.